This is the Teachable Soul Podcast. Because we cannot possibly live long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves, let's take a few moments to learn from the mistakes of others. The Teachable Soul Podcast, where guests and listeners like you share stories of failure and teachable moments on the journey to success. Here's your host, Kat Daniels.
Welcome to the Teachable Soul Podcast. I am your host, Kat Daniels, and today I have the honor of interviewing my old boss, Nicole Pasuit, who is owner and creator of TechStack. Nicole is a corporate entrepreneur turned entrepreneur. She is the founder and CEO of TechStack, a young company focused on helping small businesses find and hire the right outsourced technology providers through a B2B online platform. It is the Angie's List for tech and IT. Pasuit knows the significant challenges businesses face trying to leverage and integrate the right technologies. She has 19 years experience building and scaling tech-enabled business services across the country. Now she's on a mission to create a remarkable tech partnering experience for both SMBs and tech providers by making it easier to do business. Nicole has a passion for problem solving as well as all things SaaS applications for small business. When not working, Pasuit can be found trail riding, snowmobiling, boating, and snowboarding with her husband and two boys. Welcome, Nicole. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to connect with you and talk again.
Right. I know. So just for anybody who hasn't listened to any of the previous episodes, I've talked a little bit about how I quit my job to start this podcast. And Nicole, TechStack is the job that I quit to start this. Nicole was very, very gracious and very accepting and very supportive whenever I told her I was quitting. I was a little bit nervous to tell her because I felt like I was letting her down. And she was just everything that you would ever want anybody to be when you quit a job. So I am interviewing her today about the expensive mistakes that she made that caused her to start TechStack. So do you want to go into that a little bit, Nicole?
Sure. So what I tell people is that I'm my own customer. And what I mean when I say that is as I was building TechStack, and as a founder, when you're starting a company and building a company from the ground up, there's a lot of room for error and there's a lot of room to make a lot of mistakes. So I became my own customer as I was building TechStack. And really what I found was it's very difficult to know who to trust and what vendors to use. And that can be, gosh, just a huge range of services across the board, not just related to technology services. So some of the mistakes that I made was I trusted people that I thought could do the job and I thought that could help me and that would have my best interest in mind. And unfortunately, sometimes that wasn't the case. And, you know, you make those mistakes and they can be very costly. They can cost thousands of dollars. I mean, literally thousands of dollars and set you back, gosh, you know, a year in your business. And that's what happened to me. So I had started working with a particular vendor that I believed could build or rebuild my platform. And unfortunately, as we were building the platform, that was not the case. And it started to surface that they really couldn't do what they said they could do. And that's when I had to realize that and start going a different direction and finding somebody new who could actually do what they said they could do. And again, that's kind of why, you know, I say I'm my own customer. So that was a pretty tough thing to be able to go through because it did set my business back. It did cost me money. And that's where I learned, wow, you really have to go through a thorough vetting process and you really have to understand what you're getting into and not be dazzled by the excitement or the, you know, the sparkly shiny objects that that you think you need when you're building something, you know, related to technology or a website or something like that. And you really need to understand what the, you know, what that vendor is telling you, what that vendor is saying. And if they're talking over your head, really have them break that down. So those were some of the things that I went through when using the wrong vendors. And it's really helped me shape how we move forward. And when I say we, I mean TechStack. It's really helped me shape our processes for how we help small businesses find and work with the right tech providers. Because if we can help other small businesses not make those same costly mistakes, then we've done our job, because that's what we're really setting out to do.
Right, exactly. And I love, of course, that you're, you know, doing it with the intention of basically helping others to not make the same mistakes. So when you were in talking with them originally, did they completely understand what you were asking of them to do, and maybe they just didn't know what you were at, or maybe there was just miscommunication in there somewhere that they didn't really understand what you were asking them to do, so they didn't even know that they didn't know what they didn't know? That's a lot.
I love it.
Is that what happened, or was this like a whole, they were actually like gained your trust and they were just deceptive from the beginning?
You know, I think there were a couple things going on. Of course, they gained my trust, and I didn't know what I didn't know. It, yeah. Right? So not so much them, but it was me, right? I didn't know enough to ask the right questions. I didn't speak the same language. I didn't understand enough. And then when I started to understand, things started to unravel. When I started to learn and ask questions, that's when I knew I had made the wrong decision. And that's where, you know, you have to step back and you have to say, oh my gosh, what do I do now? But So I had to do that. So it was, you know, I guess I would say it was both sides, right? I didn't know what I didn't know. And then on the flip side of that was, they were a company that, of course, they wanted the business, and they had their own ideas of how to build things and how they developed things. So it was not the right fit, and they were a young company as well. So, you know, it just, they were learning, they were new, they were still developing their own processes and, you know, trying to hire people and get people in place. So it was just not the right fit, not the right timing.
Right. I see. So what did you say, or what did they say to you, whatever, whenever somebody realized that it wasn't going to work?
Well, that's where, when I realized that it was not the right fit, and things were taking way too long to get done. There was really a lack of communication, lack of process, lack of follow-up, a lack of just accountability and ownership. So, you know, those are the red flags to look for. And we actually help teach that to any of the small business or any of the customers that we work with, you know, to look for those red flags when you're working with anybody who's providing you a service. Again, that could be beyond just a technology-based service. But look for those red flags. So when I started to see those, I started to take the next step and started to look for somebody that was going to be the right fit for me. So at this stage in the game, I was much further down the path, knew a lot more. I was much more educated on what I needed, what technology I wanted, and how to kind of talk that tech talk, if you will. So, you know, I could understand and I could relate to what they were saying. And I found somebody who actually didn't talk over my head. I found somebody who is amazing. And they actually work with you in a capacity of understanding your business first, and then matching the technology to what your needs are and to your business, a completely different approach than the previous vendor.
Right. Well, that is great. So, and by the way, everybody listening, so TechStack is a free service for small, anybody who owns a small and medium business. And if you have any technology needs whatsoever, you can go to TechStack, and they have either free resources that you can go on their website and download, you know, how to talk tech talk or how to ask questions that would help you. And then of course, for the providers as well, they offer a lot of resources for providers to kind of entice you guys to be on and stay on the platform, because being on the platform and staying on regularly is most beneficial for providers. And when I say being on and staying on, I mean like logging in and going to your dashboard. So after you made, so was that the only mistake that you had found that you had made in trying to find technology providers, or were there any before that?
You know, that's a great question, because it wasn't just a one-time, you know, kind of scenario for me. And again, this kind of goes back to, I'm my own customer. I really, you know, and this is why I get passionate about what we're doing and how we're helping small businesses to be able to, you know, kind of move beyond these hurdles. But I also made similar mistakes when I was looking for, you know, digital marketing services. Again, not something that I had a deep background in or a lot of knowledge of. And for, you know, digital marketing, that's such a broad area, broad, you know, industry, and so many different things that you can do, right? You can look at email marketing, you need social media, you need blogs, you need podcasts like this. There's so many different ways, you know, and pieces to digital marketing. There's the pay-per-click ads, there's Google ads. So when I was starting TechStack and launching the business, I thought I needed to do Google ads. And that was really, really not the case. Being such a young company and a new company, that is really not what I should have been doing in spending my marketing dollars. And so what did I do? I didn't know what I didn't know. And so what I did was I found a digital marketing agency, and they're a good digital marketing agency. They build, you know, beautiful websites and, you know, good people. But again, they didn't look at me and my business and say, you know, you don't need this. You don't need to do Google ads. What you might want to consider is going this route and taking a different route and spending your dollars there. They didn't do that. But what they did do was they took my money, and they said, sure, we'll do your Google ads. And it was just something that at my early stage in the game of launching my company, it was just not what my marketing dollars should have been spent on, right? So, but again, that's my fault, right? Like, I didn't know what I didn't know. And so again, when a customer, you know, comes to us and we look at what their needs are, we try to be cognizant of, all right, and ask the right questions. Is this really what they need? And if it's not what they need, how can we help them reach that conclusion of it's not what they need, and they may be interested in exploring some different services or a different route? And we actually had one customer where we helped them do that because they thought they needed one thing, and we really helped them get directed over to some different services where they are just extremely happy that we were there to help guide them. But that's why, you know, to me, TechStack is so important, because we're helping people avoid those mistakes. And it all stems from, you know, there's so many options out there. And if you're a non-technical person, or you don't have a deep background in marketing, you don't have, you know, a deep background in digital services, you're an operator or you're the business owner, you're trying to make it through the day and you know, run your business and serve your customers, you really need this kind of counsel or advisor who can help guide you through what exactly do you need? Where should you be spending your dollars in the best manner to move your business forward? So that is definitely something that I wish, you know, I would have had early on and kind of helping me keep the guardrails on and not wasting, you know, precious dollars. But, you know, though you learn from those things and then you know what not to do the next time.
Right. For sure. Yeah, that's one of the things that I love about Tech Stack is that it definitely takes a more consultative approach to helping small and medium businesses, which is definitely necessary for anyone either starting a business or, you know, a young business in general. And especially when you're dealing with technology, because as we both know, there's so many miscommunications that can happen just simply because, you know, there is a technology language that if you don't speak it, as you alluded to, it can just cause a lot of misunderstandings.
Yeah. And that's half the battle too, is understanding the lingo, whether that's around, you know, digital services, like what are all the marketing terms you need to know? You know, if it's around website design and development, you know, around just even SEO and things like that. There's so many different things that it's impossible for anybody to be, as a business owner, it's impossible for you to be an expert in all of that. You really need to be able to tap into those that are experts and that will help you along the way. But certainly understanding the language and the lingo, it's extremely helpful.
Yeah. And knowing who to trust, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's why you say, you know, it's the Angie's List for tech and IT, is because finding someone that you can trust on there is also one of the key factors, because you can't be an expert and you really need to focus on your business and building it, and you don't need to worry, or you shouldn't have to worry about things like people taking advantage of you when doing your website or doing your cybersecurity or your managed services or whatever the case may be.
Right. And, you know, some of the things that our customers have told us is, we were just talking with one this week, and their questions were, well, who would you use? Do you know any of these? Can you recommend anybody? You know, yeah. We want it's, I think it's in our human nature. We want people to refer somebody to us because we do want to trust them. We want to work with somebody that somebody else has used and had a good experience with. You know, it is that whole trust factor. So I'm thinking, okay, well, if you had a good experience, then I'll probably have a good experience too. But that, which very well could be the case, but that doesn't mean that they're the right match for you. You know, are they the right size? Are they really what you need? Do they match and fit your budget? You know, different things like that. So some of our customers will say, you know, I just don't know who to use, and I don't know how to compare the different services. And we had one customer tell us, you know, I don't know how to compare the proposals. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Right.
And they'll tell us, you know, we've already done our Google search. We have a short list. We've interviewed them, but we still really don't know who to use. And that takes time, right? You've made that investment. You spent all that time, and you worry about making that wrong choice or selecting the wrong service provider, because again, it sets you back and you end up spending a lot of money.
Which of course, when you're just starting out or when you're a young company, money is, you know, time is money, and money is not hard to come by, but I mean, it's a useful tool and one of your most useful tools. And if you're running low on it, it's harder to come back from that as well.
Right. Right, exactly. And then, you know, then you have the challenge of, okay, well, I selected the wrong provider. I made that mistake. I I didn't really need that service, but you know, how do you bounce back from that? How do you move forward and trust yourself that you can find the right providers and you can trust vendors that are out there because they have good intentions. It's just, you have to make sure it's the right fit at the end of the day.
Right. And yeah, that was something I was going to ask you about too. I was going to ask, so whenever you made that mistake by picking that provider and then it turned out not to be, you know, a good fit, how did you go about finding a new one and trusting yourself to do so afterwards?
Yeah. And that's where we had to come up with, or I had to come up with that formula, if you will. All right. Well, here's the key things that I learned what not to do.
Yeah.
Here's the key things I learned that really made a difference. Right. So making sure that I spend more time vetting who those providers are, not just taking somebody's word for it, not just say, you know, taking that recommendation or that referral and making sure that they are the right fit for me and looking at their past work. What does their past work look like? What's their portfolio of work look like? And just even understanding more about my own business, like where am I at in the stage of my business and what do I truly, truly need? Kind of, you know, again, that vetting process of what is their skill set? What are they really good at? And how's that fitting in with what I need at the moment? And then the providers that I have found and that we actually have on TechStack, the ones that really take it from a relationship partnership, I'm going to understand your business first, and then we'll match the technology and the services to that. And then what I really love about some of the providers that I've worked with most recently and those that we have on TechStack, they will tell me, if you don't need this, we're not going to sell it to you, right? If we don't think you need it, we're going to tell you, Nicole, you don't need that right now. And, or if they, you know, are working with a customer that we've matched them to, they will tell the customer, that's really not what you need. What you might want to consider is this over here. So it's finding those types of providers. And those are the ones that I have been most successful in working with. Those that really understand your business first. And then those that will tell you that's not what you need. And they'll be okay with knowing that they're not the right fit for you. And they'll be okay with like actually being upfront with you about that and walking away from your business. They may help you even get to somebody else, right? Who is the right fit for you. But those are the providers that I find are, one, they're successful. And two, they really put their clients first.
Yeah. I agree. And yeah, I mean, they feel when they do that, it feels more like almost a friendship relationship, even if you don't use them and they're like, hey, I'm going to refer you to somebody else. You're comfortable referring one of your friends who you're like, hey, I couldn't use them, but maybe you could. And it's beneficial all around if everybody just, you know, does that.
Yeah. Well, and that's showing you respect, right? I mean, that's showing you, like you said, it's more of a relationship based and it's showing you respect enough to say, this is not what you need. Don't waste your money, but let me hook you up with somebody who would be the right fit for you. So that's what I appreciate about the vendors that I'm working with now. And then the vendors that we have on TechStack as well. So we specifically look for, because of the experience and this is really our formula, but we specifically look for tech providers, whether they're in the digital marketing type services, website design and development, or even, you know, the whole back end for managed service providers, IT, cybersecurity. We look for, you know, the companies, those service providers who will take that approach, who put the customer first, and who can show that they definitely have the technical skills, but that they also have those soft skills. So that they communicate really well, they're responsive, they're receptive, and that they have clients and they provide us with clients that we can ask for their reviews and their ratings. So it's not just about the technical skills. It's a lot about those soft skills and how they treat their customers.
Right. And having the honesty and integrity, you know, that it takes for us to, or for you guys, not me anymore, to continue, to continue to refer them, you know, or refer our clients to them further, or your clients to them further.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Because I mean, I've been there, right? It's just, it's painful when you make those mistakes and it, you know, and it's costly as well, but it's humbling, right? It's like, oh wow, I messed that up. I picked the wrong person. Okay. So how do we move that forward?
Mm-hmm. Got to jump back on that horse.
I know. You can't let that, you know, just completely knock you down. Right. And yep. So of course you move forward a little bit slower with caution.
Right.
But you still need somebody, right? I mean, that's the other challenge for small businesses, and is you don't have all of these in-house resources, so you do have to look elsewhere. So, you know, how do you do that? How do you find the people that are the right fit for you and that you want to work with?
Exactly. And now they can go to TechStack. So do you want to go ahead and leave like your website, or is there any other place? I mean, I know there's Facebook and all those things. Do you want to leave all those things though, that if anybody wants to find you guys, they can?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. If you do want to go to TechStack and check us out, you can go to www.techstack.com, and it's TECHSTAK, no C. So techstack.com, and you know, you can feel free to also reach out to me personally. My email is npassuit@techstack.com. So I'm always open to talking and helping, and that's what we're here for. And then of course we're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole's last name for her email is spelled N as in Nancy, or Nicole, PASUIT. That's like kind of an unusual spelling.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can reach her there. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and meeting with me again. I super appreciate it. And I loved having you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Yours too. I miss you.
I miss you too.
Thank you all for continuing to listen and for your patience with me in this whole learning process. I really appreciate that anybody at all listens. I genuinely do. And I thank you guys so much. You guys can always find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter now, and LinkedIn at The Teachable Soul or The Teachable Soul on Twitter. And if you would like to help support the show, you can find me at patreon.com/theteachablesoul. I'll be trying to create some extra content there for you guys if you subscribe and kind of interact with you. One of the things that I like least about podcasts is that I can't interact or ask questions to any of my listeners, but through Patreon, hopefully I'll be able to do that. So thank you again for listening.